Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's regularly scheduled City Council meeting. Congratulations, Giants fans. That's the entire knowledge I have about football. So. The meeting is called to order, Mr. Cummings. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Don Cummings?
Here.
Ralph Dantino? Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Dean Kilberg? Greg Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
Our first order of business is always the Pledge of Allegiance at our city council meetings. And I've got to ask, this dude in the back row, man, why are you here tonight? For a particular reason?
Yes.
What's that reason?
I'm a Boy Scout.
And you're going to earn a badge, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, we need to know your name because you're going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And, dude, I dig your hair, man. I had hair just like I do.
Yeah.
I had hair just like that in high school. That's legit.
Didn't you sell that to him for a buck?
What's your name, sir?
Jack Farrell.
Jack Farrell. That's easy to remember. You got that?
Got that.
Mr. Farrell, would you be so kind as to lead us in the pledge?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Farrell. So what year are you in school? You're a who, what? What was that? Yeah, come on to the podium, Mr. Farrell.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm serious. Come on to the podium. Yeah. I mean, we can have you arrested in no time at all.
Sure.
What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grader, what school?
Geneva Middle School South.
Southies rule, don't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. And how's the House of Blue doing?
It's good.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Mr. Blue is the principal, of course, so we call it the House of Blue. So what are your aspirations for next year?
Depends on what aspirations means.
Mr. Farrell, are you aware of your son's behavior?
Oh, thanks for helping me out.
Are you off to Geneva High School?
Yes.
Are you? Cool. And then after high school, what do you think?
College.
What? Any ideas on where you want to go?
No.
You don't get to ask somebody that till junior year.
Oh, not till junior year? Okay. And what's the girlfriend status?
You never get to ask that. I'm going to moderate this. Yeah. You're welcome.
Have you met the former alderman, Don Vogel?
Friends to all kids.
So you're aspiring, obviously, for your...
What?
Yeah, what kind of badge?
Which badge?
Citizenship, I am assuming.
Yes.
Okay, and this is a requirement to be here tonight.
Yes, it is.
But you're enjoying yourself.
They must have the no lying in boys.
Define enjoying.
Oh. You work for a special prosecutor or something? It's like, so what troop are you in?
He's going to be a lawyer.
Troop 36. Do you know that there is somebody in this room here this evening?
I'm going to say Mr. Maladra in the corner over there.
Well, you didn't let me finish the question. I was going to say part of the witness relocation program. There is an Eagle Scout in this room. Do you know who that Eagle Scout is?
No. Is it the man to your left?
Yes.
No, that'd be him.
He's
an attorney.
My left. Other left.
This guy's an Eagle Scout, man. 1958. Eagle Scout. Isn't that wild?
Yep.
Have you chosen all that,
and you'll still end up at a city council meeting.
He didn't aspire high enough. So, what? Do you have any idea what your Eagle Scout project might be? Is it too early to even think about that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So, enjoy the meeting. If you have any questions, raise your hand. So you're going to enjoy tonight, because we're actually going to be annexing Batavia.
Yes.
Okay, sit down, Farrell. Seriously, dude, your hair is awesome.
I know.
You wish you could?
I used to. I used to pay big bucks to have hair like that. That's a whole other story. Pam Broviak. Come on up to the podium, Pam. Ladies and gentlemen, we get to honor Assistant Director of Public Works, City Engineer Pam Broviak. on receiving the APWA, American Public Works Association, Fox Valley Branch, Donald C. Stone Excellence in Education Award. Now, you can tell by the blank looks in all of our faces. We know this is a prestigious award. We know that it's because you commit your time and your talent to not only your career, but to help others succeed in theirs as well, by disseminating information, by sharing best practices, by really being a role model and a mentor to others. Your husband's here tonight.
Yes.
Is there dinner afterwards?
Sure.
Are you related to Farrell? Do you want to tell us a little bit about this award and how pleased you are to receive it? And don't be modest either, because we know this is important. Mr. Dinges and I were talking before the meeting, and he was very, very impressed, and he's very proud of you, as we all are.
Well, it's really because I get so much support from the city and from Dan in being involved in our organization, the APWA. It's really the premier organization for public works in the United States and now starting to go international. And as part of our involvement, we have different committees, and Dan suggested I go on the education committee a few years ago, and so I've been participating in that. And what the committee does is come up with different seminars and classes that we can host for the membership. And I was nominated because of my participation on the committee and some of the ideas I brought.
But you did more than participate.
Well, I helped host some of the, run some of the sessions.
There were no immodesty is the key here. See, we have very modest staff. That's good. So you led the charge in a lot of efforts.
Well, on a few. We have a very aggressive committee. In fact, one of our co-chairs won the national award for this.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a very, very good committee with a lot of local engineers and public works professionals on it who are really focused on education.
That's exciting.
It really is. We have a lot of fun.
Isn't that exciting, Nagel?
It is.
You could at least look up, Rick, for God's sake. It's like, Mr. Dinges? Now he's gonna enhance what you've just said.
Yes.
He's gonna give us the real story.
Exactly.
Pam has been, as she said, she's been involved in the Fox Valley Branch. She's also assisting in the chapter. She has been, she not only is a participant, but she has come up with her own ideas and come up with training sessions. There's actually a training session in St. Charles this Friday. It's APWA boot camp. That it was her idea, and they tried it, and it's worked. The interesting thing is the chapter, or the Fox Valley branch by itself, through the efforts of the education committee, gives every year $10,000 worth of scholarships to students that are in the public works field. So it's a good nice accomplishment for that. With the branch award, this will then go on to the chapter, the Chicago Metro chapter. We hope that she can win that. If she were to win that, it would then go to national, where hopefully we can bring that home too.
We'll fly the whole council after that.
So,
do you have to speak as part of the selection? Do you have to make a presentation or a poster or?
No, someone nominates you, and they interview you just privately, and then they submit the information.
Okay.
It's because it's not just what you've done recently on the committee, but it's also he went back and interviewed me about everything I've done related to education, because I've taught at a community college for 10 years and did a lot of other education related.
Where did you teach?
At the Illinois Valley Community College.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was part-time.
IVC, yeah, cool. Wow. And your coursework was?
It was civil engineering in CAD, how to use
boring
CAD.
Okay.
It was so cool.
What do you think of that, Farrell? Is that cool?
That depends.
How do you define cool?
He's going to
be a lawyer.
He's going to be an attorney, I'm telling you.
Liar.
Golly. We're very proud of you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We really are.
Appreciate it.
It's very exciting.
And I really appreciate the support, because Dan and I and all of us involved in APWA could not do it without the city's support. So really appreciate that.
Next time, fly coach, though, because the first class tickets are. American Public Works Association, Chicago Metropolitan Chapter, Fox Valley Branch, Donald C. Stone, Excellence in Education, presented to Pam Broviak. That's pretty cool. So this is obviously proudly displayed in your office?
Yes, until Dan took it out today.
Did you also erase the signature of the Fox Valley branch president, Dan? Because it's not on there.
I don't know why he didn't sign it.
He hasn't signed it yet. Very laid-back organization. I like that. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you
and
very
thank
much.
You for letting us recognize you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anything, Mr. Broviak? Was Tommy proud of you?
Yeah, he actually wanted to come, but then I made supper, and he was too busy eating that. So.
Well, you know, food or mom, you know. Congratulations. Item number 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening?
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to amend the agenda to add closed session on the appointment of employment compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of an employee of the public body.
So added.
Move to approve the amended agenda.
Second.
Brown makes a motion to approve the amended agenda, seconded by Mr. Singer. Roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummins.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Don Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Motion passes. 8 affirmative votes. The agenda is so amended. Item number 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine, Mr. Farrell, and all those items can be approved with one single motion, so we don't have to consider all of them separately. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Flanagan, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummins.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Motion passes with 8 affirmative votes, 2 absent. We jump down to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $1,416,169.70.
Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual invoices are listed on the city's website.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website, seconded by Alderman Hill. Any questions or comments? Anything, Mr. Farrell?
God love us all. He's going to be a lawyer.
Clerk, please take the roll.
Billion here, billion there.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummins.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
We are waiting for one of our bond council representatives to still join us this evening, so if no one objects, I'd like to jump to item 13, new business. Anyone from the audience, any new business tonight they'd like to share or questions they have or comments they'd like to make? I want to congratulate Joe Stanton and everyone else who helped make Saturday Night's Dancing with the Stars a wild success. Nagel, reporting live, I saw, very impressive. Very impressive. The winner was, of course, Laura Rush and Derek Swanson, who did the jive. It was incredible. The fire chief, well, he's still in ICU. Actually, Chief Olson did very well.
Yeah.
He didn't look all that nervous.
He really
but he and Mrs. Olson looked beautiful, and they really danced quite well.
He had an interesting slick-down look.
And he had a little fake mustache going.
Mustache, yeah.
Alderman Radecki did a very nice job.
Yes, he did.
All the dancers were extremely good.
Yeah, weren't they good?
Big crowd, big
huge,
ever.
Huge crowd. Raised just under $17,000, so very exciting. And to Carolyn Hill, of course.
Right.
Sam, you survived another year of Dancing with the Geneva Stars. So.
Well, she's still working on some of the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good. That's awesome. Anyone from the audience at all, anything? Zach, anything?
No, sir.
Broviak?
No, sir.
Farrell?
Lawyer.
Dude, man. Evasive is good. Let me get Mr. Blue on the phone. Where do you live in town? Just the neighborhood, not the street.
What elementary did you go to?
I lived by the high school.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Over off Lincoln, that general area kind of thing? Do you know who your aldermen are?
The old guys.
Men raising their hands.
Very good. You are destined for mediocrity, sir. That's awesome. Anything of the dais? Any new business? Alderman Flanagan.
Since now we have Dancing with the Stars over, we're moving on to another event called Pasta for Posies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. It's that time again, March 7th, and more information to follow, but I just wanted to have everybody kind of mark their calendars that March 7th is going to be the day for Pasta for Posies. All proceeds go to the Beautification Fund, which helps plant all the flowers in town.
That's a Wednesday evening.
That is Wednesdays. That Wednesdays were chosen only because it used to be Prince Spaghetti Night, if anybody remembers.
I do. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the reason why we chose a Wednesday.
But only in East Boston.
No,
you
it was
the
here.
Commercial.
Well, I don't know. But we used to celebrate it here, too.
If the council does not, or I should say if the audience does not object, if the council would oblige, perhaps we should go into a closed session and then return to discuss what is clearly extraordinary news under item 12A. But let's dispense of some business now and then return if no one objects. Alderman Maladra, would you like to offer that motion to adjourn to closed session?
I move that we adjourn to closed session.
Second.
For the purpose of?
I'm sorry. For the purpose to discuss appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of an employee of the public body.
Seconded
by Alderman Flanagan. A roll call vote's in order. Mr. Clerk?
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummins?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
We shall return, ladies and gentlemen. There is no action being taken tonight, per se, but we shall return shortly to finish up the agenda before us. The microphones are off. And the cameras will probably go dark. Kind of like they do in Soviet Russia. The microphones are back on. The cameras are again rolling. I will entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Singer. A voice vote, I believe, is sufficient. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We are back in open session, and we are going to continue with the agenda. The agenda item that we are eager and happy and joyous about sharing is item 12A. Consider ordinance number 2012-05, providing for the issuance of general obligation refunding bonds, series 2012A, and general obligation refunding bonds, waterworks and sewage alternative revenue sources, series 2012B of the City of Geneva, and authorizing the execution of an escrow agreement and providing for the levy and collection of a direct annual tax for the payment of the principal and interest of said series of bonds.
Take a deep breath.
You need such a motion?
Yes.
I make the motion.
Second.
Brown makes the motion.
And don't ask me to repeat it.
Seconded by Alderman Singer. We have, obviously, our very distinguished guest, Mr. Tom Dahl, our finance manager with us, who also has an equally distinguished guest with us this evening as well. Tom, do you have a brief presentation as to what, or do you want to turn it over to our...
I'll turn it right over to Dave. This is just another great opportunity to refund.
And I want to make sure this does not go unnoticed. So, Tom, if you could introduce our guest, of course, and then we want you to use the most flowery language possible to...
With us tonight is Mr. David Phillips from Spear Financial, our financial advisor for all our bonds, and he'll tell you what the result of the sale was today and what we'll be saving for our goodies.
And Mr. Phillips, welcome. And for those watching, and believe it or not, we actually have a viewing audience. And for those in the audience tonight, if you could just give us a little background as to what we...
I will do that. I bring greetings from Kevin and Rafaelita. Kevin is at a different meeting, and because I commute from Geneva, you would think I would be able to get here on time. So,
it's the parking problem over there.
Well, it's a miss a train problem.
Oh, is that right?
So, they decided to close the doors early. But the you had three bond issues that were being refunded today. The Series 2012A issue is a general obligation issue, and it refunded the 1999 and the 2002 GO bonds in the savings of $363,100.82. Just remarkable. When you look at an overall average interest rate of 1.5389% for bonds that go out to 2018, it's a large credit because of your AA2 credit rating. A very strong security as a general obligation bond in a time of economic turmoil where people are looking for secure investments, you can't get stronger than that. So certainly would recommend the acceptance of that information.
The sale was today, was it?
It was priced. The second series was the 2012B bonds. Those bonds are the ones that are the alternate revenue source bonds that affect the water and sewer system, and that goes out to 2030, interest rate of 2.9214%. Again, when you're looking at 19 years of bonds under 3%, it's just remarkable. Savings of $438,615.61 in nominal value, which means that if you stack that up into 2012 dollars, it's worth $358,000 of savings. And you're able to see about $185,000 of annual debt service, savings of about $25,000 a year over the life of the bond issue. So, again, extremely happy with those interest rates, and it speaks again to the credit quality that you have and to the responsiveness that the market has to the city. So, open to answer any questions that you might have.
If I could just interject, Mr. Mayor, Stephanie has just passed out two pages that are inserts from the proposed bond ordinance, which shows the interest rates on these two issues, the 2012A and 2012B. You had received in your packets from last week draft ordinance that Tom Dahl had sent out. So these would be the specifics as a result of the bids that came in today. So those show the actual interest rates pertaining to each year of the refunding.
What time did everything occur today, approximately?
Just in time. Wrapped it up kind of the middle of the afternoon.
Is that right?
Yes.
So it was a flurry of activity and lots of interested parties.
Right. This was a negotiated sale with Robert W. Baird, but going out in the morning with everything, and it takes a while to have the market respond,
right.
and then be able to affirm that it meets and exceeds all the targets, and be able to get back then to wrap it up with them. A lot of activity back and forth between ourselves and the underwriter and bond counsel.
Sure.
In the city staff, obviously.
Right. Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm always intrigued by the rating system that you people use. Mm-hmm. What is the most exclusive rating one could possibly achieve? Is it triple A, is that?
It is triple A, and you're at a double A2, so you're just one notch. You move from double A2, which is in the middle of the double A category, to double A1, which is at the top one-third of the category, and then from there move into the triple A category.
Okay. Is there a way that possibly the city could achieve a higher bond rating than what we have presently?
Well, you could. First of all, you have an excellent rating, so
I realize that.
The opportunity is great. Many times the rating agencies, the rating agency takes a look at your social economics, your finances, a very comprehensive and independent analysis. They love money, so if the balancing act between getting to a AAA and maybe doubling or tripling your cash reserves, it is the type of balancing that they're looking for. They love AAAs that have all kinds of cash,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a year in reserve, which is during times of this economic situation, just very difficult to take those next steps.
Right.
And they'll never tell you that you have enough money.
No, I'm really.
So.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Anyone else on the dais? Mr. Cummings. Mr. Cummings is our newest member of the City Council. He used to be the CEO of Robert W. Baird. So.
Do you see any municipalities buying their own bonds back in the secondary market rather than calling bonds? I understand we're in a low interest rate environment, so they're probably not trading at discounts. But if these came as 3.5s in 2030, 10 years from now, 8-year papers at a 6, do municipalities buy their bonds back?
Not really. Primarily because we're talking about longer maturities and tying up cash for a longer period of time. Some of the shorter maturities, there's conversation about that just because of the poor short-term returns on investments. But typically, the people that we've talked to that are considering that are looking at 2 or 3 year paper as opposed to longer maturities.
One more question. Did this issue come with calls? And if it did, in this interest rate environment, what would we have saved if we brought it out as a non-callable issue?
That's a good question. We typically look at an 8-year call as being standard, but
Mr. Cummings, for the benefit of
the A's are not callable because they're so short, and the B's are callable in 2023, so a 10-year call.
But thinking we are in a very low interest rate environment, what we gave up in yield to provide a call on the issue, and if we had come with a non-callable issue, people would have paid more money for that, and that would have saved us even more money.
From what our conversation was with the underwriter, that the call protection that was provided, it's like an 11-year call on the Series B, bonds, you know, had no market impact, you know, in their pricing, you know, according to the underwriter. So, again, this is a low interest rate environment. It's very difficult to lock in, only from the standpoint that the probability is that you're not, A, you're not penalized for the call out that long anyway, but in, as you move downstream, the probability is of that's unlikely to be called again as a current out in 23.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I noticed that our projected bond payments jumped around a little bit in the future. Was there any ability here to smooth that out slightly? I guess this is a question maybe to Mr. Dahl or Ms. McKittrick. The payments vary year to year because we have a number of different issues, but the payments per year are the same as the original issue, are they, or can you smooth out our bond obligations in the future, or does it?
If you look at the comparative analysis, you know, in the information packet, that in the 1999s you're saving about $30,000 a year. In the 2002s you're saving about $10,000 a year. And in the 2005s you're saving about $20,000 to $25,000 a year. So, you know, it mirrors the.
So it's not necessarily smoothing out, it's just reducing,
yes.
Which is good. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else from the dais? Mr. Dahl, so I can explain this to others who add, myself, yeah, included. Simplest terms possible. What have we accomplished today for the taxpayers of Geneva?
What was your comment?
Yeah, let's ask Mr. Farrell. Come up here and summarize what we just witnessed here.
Well, for the on the water side, the 2012B, that'll help the water fund because the interest payments will now drop. So that's a, at least for the long term, that's good for the water fund. With the 2012A, we'll now at least be able to reduce some of the property taxes for the debt service because those are all paid out of the debt service fund. And although the 2012A are all paid out of the property tax levy, so we'll be able to reduce that in future years.
Again, when you look at the total dollars of $363,000 saved on Series A and
right.
$438,000, that you're looking at almost $800,000 of savings between the two different bond issues.
Yeah, I've got dropping the dollar. I've got $801,000 worth of savings. And you, I mean, your voice gave it away. That you're pretty impressed with what transpired today.
Very much so, sir, yeah.
Some municipalities don't have such good fortune.
Well, they don't have your credit rating, and you sold bonds at a good time in these other time periods, but this is a remarkable time. That it's very fortuitous that you're able to call these at this current time and take advantage of this current market.
Fortuitous or good planning?
We'd like to think good planning.
Does this include any parking fines you pay at the commuter station?
I'm at the Citgo station.
Oh, you're at the Citgo. You're at the private lot. Well done. You could park at Cummings Place for $10 a week. Anyone else from the dais or anyone in the audience? Avoided cost, correct. Yeah. Mr. Stanton?
What is a call?
Mr. Cummings, what is a call? I mean, I know the answer, but I want you to go ahead and share that. Something I never got
when a bond, when an issue, when a municipality like City of Geneva issues debt, they, if they issue debt with a call, they return, they obtain the right, they keep the right to call the bonds at a certain price at a certain time in the future. So these bonds are callable in 2023 at par. So come 2023, if the city has some extra money, they could call the bonds in that are, even though they are due in 2030 or 2029, 28, 27, and they could buy those bonds at par in 2023. Or, in this case, what we're doing, I think, is a pre-refunding on some of them, and so we are essentially borrowing money. Maybe we issued debt at 6%. Now we're borrowing money at 1.5, paying off the 6% debt, putting the money into an escrow account. The escrow account will pay off those bonds, and now we pay on debt at 1.5%. It's sort of like refinancing your mortgage, except when you refinance your mortgage, that disappears. This can't disappear because somebody out there holds that bond. They say, wait a minute, you can't just take my bond from me. It might be a pension fund. It might be a, you know. But that's what a call is. And because it's an option, it has value. And I would argue that it always has some value. And I was kind of curious if we could save, if we could save another 50 or 60 basis points or something like that, 0.5% or 0.625%, by issuing a non-callable bond, then perhaps we should have gone that route and saved even more money, another $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000. But that seems to be moot.
Yeah, we're at the whim of the underwriters in that regard?
Well, it's something that we coordinate with the underwriters to make sure that that you're not being penalized for retaining the flexibility of doing again what you're doing now. That the bonds that were the 1999, the 2002, 2005 bonds that were all with a call feature allowing you now to save an additional $800,000 over those initial issues. So you do have that flexibility, even though the likelihood of seeing bonds in the twos and threes refundable in the future under one or something would be pretty remarkable economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might have other problems.
But no, the underwriter is sort of at the whim of our decision making. We should ask their advice, but really we decide how
whether
we want
to absorb
the
additional risk.
Yeah. I would say there's not an additional risk, okay, and that they probably should have been issued non-call, but that's we're talking less than an additional 10% savings on what we're talking about now, maybe 5%. Maybe it would be $30,000 or $40,000.
That guy is a pain.
He knows what he's talking
about.
Doesn't
he though? Isn't he impressive?
Absolutely. It's good to have these conversations. Mm-hmm.
So. And he just got his GED last week, which is really impressive. Tom, Mr. Dalton, anything else?
No, that's
good. Mrs. McKittrick, do you want to add anything? Stephanie? Anyone in the audience at all?
Can that be changed like he's talking about?
No. Oh, yeah, it can be.
The question is, can it be changed? The contract's in place.
Right. Yeah, pricing's so in place.
Pricing's in place. And
well, we do have the opportunity in the fall for more of our electric bonds, I believe. So right, that's something that we can, before we go to do that, we can certainly bring that up.
Into the microphone, Mr. Comiskas.
The market will pay more for a non-callable bond than for a callable bond. You have they will, if I have an option to buy the bond back, I'm paying for that option. The math is that I'm paying for that option. So we would save some amount of money. It would be an interesting question to go back to Baird and say, what does a non-callable bond with a low coupon in 2030 trade at versus a callable bond? And there is a price difference. There has to be a price difference.
May not be the underwriter will allow you all that savings that you foresee, because they're accepting a little risk in having to go out and sell either callable or non-callable bonds, right?
They are accepting that risk, and that's what they do all
so
day long.
Maybe the yep. savings are a little less when you get through to the, I don't know.
Yeah, usually the call feature, again, is a factor in the overall pricing. So, usually that conversation, is trying to find that break-even point where it's not a significant factor in the pricing of a bond issue. but there is probably a little bit of a price advantage for a non-callable. The question then becomes one of, do you give away your flexibility for a future opportunity? And it's a gamble either way, really. So
I would argue, however, that you still retain flexibility, because instead of refunding the bond to the call, you refund the bond to maturity. And if the math makes sense, the math makes sense, whether it is a refunding that occurs now in 2030 or refunding that occurs in 2023. If you're saving money, if you're refunding your mortgage, you go from 6 to 4, you've saved money.
Are we still talking fire pits?
Sandwich boards.
Need a motion. We do have a motion. We do have a second. Yes. Any additional questions for Mr. Dahl or Mr. Phillips? So you had a good day, Mr. Phillips? We do have a motion and a second. Mr. Clerk, repeat the motioner, I believe, is Brown. The seconder is, I believe, Hill, right?
Singer,
excuse me. Roll call votes in order.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
The motion passed with 8 affirmative votes, 2 absent. Mr. Dahl, thank you. Mr. Phillips, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Cummings, thank you. Mr. Farrell, questions? Dude, man, you're not going to earn the entire badge unless you ask some questions. Do you get an allowance from your dad and mom every week? Well, you don't have to worry about refinancing it, do you? Anything, Joe?
Describe that.
Who's the guy to your right? That's what I want to know. Nagel? Who are you talking to when you don't raise your head up, for God's sake? Anything, anybody? If not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Hill and Singer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night. Cameras are off. Microphones are off.
Great.